Were there other children there?
Yeah, there were, one was stillborn. The first one was stillborn. There was Harry, the eldest. There was my father. Then there was Sid, who was a very, very clever man. And then there was Natey, and then there was Netta. Sid was an engineer, but he didn't get his papers. My grandparents, on my father's side, apparently didn't believe in education, didn't encourage him. My father was head boy of the school, centre forward for the football team, one of the cleverest boys in school, but never got anywhere because nobody said, well, take some exams and go on. But Sid started taking exams and almost qualified as an engineer. But during the Second World War, he was one of Beaverbrook's golden boys. What used to happen was the Ministry of Defence would take over a factory that was possibly making furniture. So they would then turn over to making planes out of timber. Most of the planes weren't metal but timber. And then Sid was making fighter bombers in Glasgow, and they were expected to fire the guns to make sure they crossed at a certain point, a pair of guns. So first of all, they had to lift the tailplane, then they had to go somewhere safe, then they had to load the ammunition, then they had to fire the guns, and occasionally they'd kill somebody because they made a mistake. So Sid came up with an idea of using what they called a, not a proform, but a former, which was a metal tool, which when you pushed it into the gun slots, it would line the guns up. So he didn't need to fire them, but using that, and he got a bonus. Every time that idea was used anywhere in the UK, Sid had a bonus. Very, very wealthy man. Very powerful man. Because the story goes that a man sat down in front of my uncle one day, and he said, right, can I help you? Yes, he said, my son wants to come and work in your factory. So he said, why? Well, he rather fancies the idea of money. Oh, I see. He's had his call-up papers, has he? Yeah. Yes, but he would like to be, I see. And he said, if you'd like to look out the window, there was a brand new car outside. So my uncle said, thank you very, and he pushed the keys across the desk. My uncle said, thank you very much, I don't think we'll do what you're doing.